Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, God's in the miracle working business. Praise God. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. We have been sharing this week on a message I've entitled Visions from Eternity. And what we're talking, the general subject of what we're talking about, are those dreams, those desires, those hopes, that vision of things that you want to experience to be a part of your life, whether in terms of it's a life, a career, or something as simple as, you know, cleaning out the garage. There's so many levels of dreams and desires and hopes we have within us. And some are very important. Sometimes those little nagging ones can really rob you of your peace and the things that need to be accomplished. And so what we're doing is just looking at God's Word and laying hold of His wisdom on how we can receive, achieve, experience, and walk in those things that God wants for us. He wants us to be happy and fulfilled. Are there times of mourning and sorrow? Yes, of course, but our general state, and that's the marvelous thing we can learn about the Word of God in terms of those who have gone before, the saints of the ages. They have gone through terrible troubles and persecutions. Look at all that the Apostle Paul went through, and he was yet able to write that beautiful epistle of the Philippians of the joy that we should possess when he was in the most horrific of ancient prisons at the time. So, beloved, we are called, our spiritual man is called to arise. So we, you know, we tend to be ruled by our physical bodies, our feelings, the realm of our soul, our mind, emotions, our will, rather than our spirit. And God is wanting to turn that around, that we will be led not only by His Spirit, but that our spirit man will take control over you, the things of your life. Beloved, if you aren't aware of it now, I hate to share this shattering news with you, but you know what? No one else can do it. You have the responsibility. If we can't rule effectively over our own lives, how are we going to rule the nations with Jesus? And so God doesn't give us more than we can bear. He doesn't ask you to do something that He knows is too great or too difficult for you. But just like a child, a good parent developing and growing a natural child would give those needful things at their place of growth and development. Just as, you know, a baby has to drink milk, as they get older, they're able to eat baby food and easier things. But when you get older, then you're able to eat a normal diet. And so God is that way with us. He's better than the best parent here on earth. And you may have thought you've had wonderful parents. Thank God there are many that didn't have that experience. But we've been talking about how to make your dreams a reality. First of all, regardless of whether it's some huge life decision, career change, marriage relationship, something really large, or something relatively unimportant to anybody else. It's just something you want to accomplish. It's, you know, for me, I mean, I tell you, one of the things I've had to do and not been completely ever successful at is to take a day off. That Sabbath principle is very important. I have a tendency, I can work all the time, and that's just one area that I need. That's a personal thing. And also, that's substantiated by God's Word. That's not just true for me, but for all of us. We need to be able to have that time with the Lord where we can recreate, that's recreation, it's a recreation of the spirit man, the emotional part of man, our soul, as well as our physical bodies. Sometimes we just need rest. Sometimes it's just a matter. In fact, I got a letter from a dear sister. She said, Stop it. Go away. Get some rest. And so I'm actually going to do that for a few days. I've managed, Lord willing, going to make in one short camping trip this year so I can get some rest. Whenever I'm home, there's always, you know, you never get away from the responsibilities, especially when your home office is home. Anyway, enough. Let's get on to making your dreams a reality. Yesterday, I shared that we have to be a wise steward over our present responsibilities. Promotion comes from the Lord. So you need to be faithful about what God has called you to do, not just personally, your own personal life, but in terms of your loved ones or your family. You may be a single person, in terms of your job responsibility, in terms of your church, whatever details. I'm speaking in generalities, beloved. I'm trusting the Holy Spirit to make it applicable to your life. So you have to be a good steward and found faithful over what God has given you right now in your hands. And now this also is an important thing. We need to confront and renounce sin and disobedience in our own life. Don't you be worried about your neighbor. Don't you be worried about your husband, your loved ones. Of course, we do have concern. We are to pray, but you know, they're going to stand before the Lord. You need to pray. You need to express the love of Christ, the gentleness of Christ, the patience of Christ, but ultimately it's their choice. So we can be robbed of miracles and blessings by stubborn rebellion to God's commands, whether it's the written word of God or just something, it's a rhema word, something he's speaking to your heart. We cannot use grace as a license for sin. Sin is a heartache to God. Remember what the prophet Samuel said to Saul, the first king of Israel, because he was making excuses. He said, "Thou hast done foolishly," in 1 Samuel 13:13. "Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord, which the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now," listen to this. This is the thing that's so powerful. He said, if you'd done that, Saul, listen to what this, I'm quoting now from the King James, 1 Samuel 13:13, "For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever." Other translation says it was the purpose of the Lord to make your authority over Israel safe forever. But you see, because of the choice, again, God is searching the hearts. The eyes of the Lord rove to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to prove himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect for him. In this situation, obviously, Saul feared the people. He had all sorts of excuses. He took upon him the responsibility of the priest to begin sacrificing. And because he was not willing to be obedient to what God said, he paid a price. And, you know, did he end up in hell? You know, only God has that answer. But you know what? When this prophet Samuel was called up by the witch of Endor, he said, "This day you'll be with me." So I know Samuel's in a good place. So anyway, the point is, those things pertain to the Lord our God. Let's be focused on what God expects of us. So we have to confront sin and disobedience in our own life. Or it can be laziness, you know. Cursed is he who does the work of the Lord with slackness. I mean, there's some strong words about, well, you know, I should get around to doing it. Yes, I know, I just keep putting it off. Well, sometimes if you can tackle the hardest, most difficult thing, then you can get through the rest a lot easier. So stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get up and do it, whatever God is wanting you to do. Okay, I'll behave myself. All right, so we've talked about wise stewardship. We've talked about confronting whatever it is in your life that you're being a hindrance to you. Stop it. Renounce sin. Declare disobedience. Ask God's forgiveness and say, "Lord, I need your help to go on, to do what you've asked me or called me to do." And then, thirdly, this is important. We need to be confident in our faith. You be confident in your faith. And you might feel, "Well, Sister Glass, you know, I just don't feel I have very much faith." Beloved, I'm not going to be easy with you. Romans 12:3 says, "God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." Beloved, hear me now. You, beloved, have all the faith you need right now. Right now. Why? Because God is not unjust. He will not give you more than you can bear. Let me just say, does not the word say that Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith? He starts it, and he's got to complete it. We just trust him to do it. So as we, just like a child, as you take that first step, that toddler takes another step. He learns how to walk. You have the faith you need. I bind that lie of the devil that says you're just weak in faith. You don't have the strength of other people. You don't have the faith of other people. That's a lie. Whatever you need to do, God is giving you the faith to do it. You just have to obey. What did happen? You know, when the priests were crossing Jordan at an overflowing state, when they put the soles of their feet in the water, that's when the waters were withdrawn and there was a clear way for them to walk over into the promised land. It was when they did that. And so, beloved, Jesus started your faith and he's working with you. He's the finisher of it. It's not a matter of how much faith you have. It's a matter of obedience. I hope that very thought, if you will grab hold of that, beloved, God gave that to me a long time ago. Wow, because I used to kick myself and beat myself up. Oh, I didn't have the faith I needed. No, I have all the faith I need for where I'm at right now. And so faith compels, beloved, ordinary people to accomplish the extraordinary. Faith is the ability to believe. The proof of your faith is your pursuit of the unseen, those dreams, those hopes, desires. You absolutely have faith because God said he has given it to you. And we can have faith in destructive things. Doubt, that's what doubt is. It's destructive faith that will kill and destroy every God-given dream God has planned within you, such as the 10 spies. Look what happened to Israel. They wandered in the desert for 40 years. Well, there's certainly more to be said, and we will continue on in this message, the important things we need to have in terms of making our dreams a reality. I love you. Thank you for joining me today. If you are struggling in this area, then also we'll give our contact information. If you email, I will always confirm receipt and pray. If you would like a personal answer, I'm just not able to spend much time on emails. I invite you to share your mailing address and I will respond back to you. I love you. Pray for you every day, my UCM partners, as well as my radio family, even if you haven't written, because God knows who you are. Some of you have listened for years. I love you. Thank the Lord for you and for the time we share together every day. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.